a moment ago in the reading from Acts, we heard that Jesus appeared to his disciples following his resurrection, and he appeared to them over the course of 40 days. If we counted from Easter Sunday, 40 days was this past Thursday, which is the day that the church celebrates Jesus' ascension into heaven. The number 40 has important symbolism throughout the history of God's relationship with humankind. After Noah finished building the ark as instructed by God, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. When Moses fled to the desert after killing an Egyptian, he was there 40 years before God called him back. Moses communed with God on Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. The Israelites followed God's leading in the wilderness for 40 years before they came to the promised land. After Jesus' baptism, he was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights, being tempted by the devil. You may not want to hear this, but the word quarantine is derived from the Italian word quaranta. In the 14th century, ships arriving in Italy were required to sit at anchor for 40 days before docking and unloading their cargo to avoid transmission of the Black Plague. Whether it was 40 days or 40 years, that number in Scripture always signals a threshold, a doorway from one season or one chapter to another. For Noah, for Moses, for the Israelites, for Jesus' disciples, 40 days or 40 years was a significant passage. One season had ended, but another had not yet begun, and in between there was time. Time to let go of the old before the new could be embraced. Time of preparation. Time of waiting and perhaps even inactivity. One commentator made the astute observation, and this is a quote, "In our current American culture, waiting is generally held as something to be avoided. Fast food, next day deliveries, nonstop flights, Google searches that take milliseconds, on-demand movies, text messaging, and so on all create a culture of impatience." End of quote. I have to say that that observation caught me up short, and I realized that for the most part, I think of waiting as a waste of time. If I know that I am going to sit in a doctor's office or a car repair shop, and I'm pretty sure you remember those days, I always take something to read or work to do, or at the very least, clean up my email and voice messages. For me, time that is not filled by productivity or progress is an irritation. So God forbid I should get to my gate at the airport with more than 15 minutes to spare. The commentator, however, goes on to say that when Luke describes the 40 days between Jesus' resurrection and ascension, Luke is reminding us that the God of all time acts on God's own time. And sometimes we just need to wait, sit, and be. Jesus actually commanded the disciples to wait in Jerusalem until the coming of the Holy Spirit. He said, "Stay here in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Now, I don't mind waiting if it's not too long and if I have something to do, but at some point, I do start checking the time and getting impatient. I have things to do. I can't just sit here and twiddle my thumbs. But the God of all time acts on God's own time. And sometimes we just need to wait and sit and be. Perhaps God knows that we need time to slow down, to get quiet, to listen deeply, to let go of our agenda, to let go of how we think things should be, what we thought was important, or what we thought God should do. Maybe God is waiting for us to open our hands and wait to see what God is getting ready to give. Jesus said, "You will receive power, and you will be my witnesses." The power would come when the disciples were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Not just a little sprinkling of the Holy Spirit, but immersion, drenching in the Holy Spirit, swimming, floating, and filled with the power of God. And not just for their sake, but filled to empower them to be God's witnesses. When I prepare couples for marriage, one of the things that we do is to talk through the entire marriage service, phrase by phrase and sometimes word by word. I ask the couple to talk about what the words of the service mean to them. At the very beginning of the marriage ceremony, the celebrant says to the family and friends who are gathered, "We have come together to witness and bless the joining of these two people." This choice of words matters. It doesn't say they have come to watch. They have come to witness. When I ask couples what the word witness means to them, they say things like, "A witness is more than an observer. A witness is a participant. A witness gets drawn into the story and goes with you into your future. A witness has a story to tell." And this one I love. "A witness brings their yes as you prepare to speak your vows." So often in the narrative of God's history with humankind, there is this same pattern that we see in the account of the 40 days between Jesus' resurrection and his ascension. One chapter ends, but before the next begins, there is a time of waiting, a time for questions, a time for wrestling, a time to gain self-knowledge, and a deeper trust in God. A time to learn about ourselves and about God. These are things that we need to do too, for whatever it is that comes next. There is no doubt that the entire world is crossing from one chapter to the next. And right now we are in that time of waiting. We don't know how long it will be. We don't know what's coming next, but whatever it is will be different. And by God's grace, so will we. If we know anything about God, this in-between time of waiting is fertile time. A time to let go of the old, a time to prepare for the new, a time to be aligned again with God's purposes and God's priorities. A time to discover how deeply we are loved. A time to be drenched and filled with God's power. A time to bear witness, to give our yes to whatever it is that God is already doing. I don't think it's any coincidence that in a couple of weeks, St. James is offering a 5-week series called Pilgrimage and Transformation. It's a study and discussion group for adults that will be on Zoom at noon on Fridays, beginning June 5th. The planning team was inspired by a quote from Susanna Arundhati Roy, who is an Indian author and activist, and she says this: "The time we are in is a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging the carcasses of our prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, our dead rivers and smoky skies. Or we can walk through lightly, with little luggage, ready to imagine another world, and ready to fight for it." End of quote. This discussion series that begins in June is designed to help us listen for God while we are waiting, to help us choose what we will leave behind, to help us receive God's power and God's leading into whatever might come next. Waiting is not easy for impatient people like we are, but God will use whatever time and attention we can give. Jesus said, "It is not for you to know the times and periods that God has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." Amen.